With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What first situation? I was involved in an office love triangle and we all sat next to each other.
What is an office love triangle?
It's when three people are in a relationship and you all in a row in the cubicle.
Well, that's just messy, period. If you messy at work, you messy outside of
my
work.
Boss, whom I was in love with, dated other women in front of me.
Okay, so your boss is trash and a philanderer.
Okay, so as we date people who are trash and philanderers through life, if they're at your job... Hey, it's Courtney.
This is Joy Marie.
And welcome to Job Blog.
Yes, through your group chat girlfriends, your career confidants.
All that, every 1st and 15th with a new episode.
Yes.
This work life that we're all trying to survive.
Amen. And today we're so excited. We are talking about love.
Yes, romance.
Work romance, love, relationships. We're keeping it lighthearted as love is in the air this time of year. So stick around.
Plus, we have the usual segments that we know and love and some Ask Job Blogs questions. We haven't answered your questions in a minute, so we're going to see what you guys have in our mailbag.
Yes, but as you guys know, we always like to start our episodes with a clock-in. That's where we check in on each other personally and professionally. Courtney, how you doing?
Fighting illness.
Oh, no.
Speaking of love, it's like when your partner gets sick.
Yes. You're sick. The whole house is sick.
I've been fighting it. And you know what? Let's take this time. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. Young people, when you're sick, do not come to work.
Oh, my gosh. So you would be so displeased with me. A couple weeks ago, I was definitely the girl in the office.
With the tissues.
Sneezing, sniffling. Yeah. I had to go.
For what?
I had to go.
We had
a big event. I had to be there. I'm sorry. And the rest of my team got sick.
See?
I mean, I ain't taking the blame for it, but just saying.
Stay home.
Okay,
anyway,
fine.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I just moved into my new place. Thank you. So we're like sleeping on a mattress on the floor right now and doing all of that until all my furnishings come in. But, you know, I'm feeling good, a little tired, a little stressed, but blessed nonetheless. I feel like February is a season of flourishing. So,
okay, I like that.
Yes.
February flourish.
Yes, yes. So I'm good. No complaints.
Good.
Yeah.
So are you ready for, we touched on a little bit in the intro, but we're going to have a debate.
Yes.
Over... First ever job log debate.
Yes.
Over workplace relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll hear from us, and we have a couple guest voices to pitch in what they think.
Yes.
If that's a go or not.
Yes.
Okay.
You ready to get into the episode?
I am ready to get into it.
Let's do it. This is going to be fun. All right, y'all. So it is now time for Rants, Raves, and Reviews. This is a segment of the show where we tell you about a product, service, tool that we're feeling or not. You know, something making our work lives or personal lives a little bit better or worse. Courtney, you're up first. What's going on?
I don't know what category this falls into. It's a concept.
Okay.
A review. Because I wanted to do something relationship-related.
Yes, yes.
And there's a big lesson I have learned relationship-wise.
Okay, what
and
is
people
that?
People ask me about relationship stuff just because I've been in a long-term one. Like, I know what the heck I'm doing. But I have a lesson, children.
Okay, listening.
And that is, how do you support your partner in work? And... I've had to figure out how to do this because I am super busy.
Yeah.
In school, working.
Yeah.
A lot going on. So relationships are work.
Yeah.
They take effort. So you have to set aside time.
Yes.
To help your partner.
Okay. Okay.
I am working on this in 2017. And one thing I've discovered is, and I think this applies to all relationships, really. Because any like friendships, whatever,
yeah.
We all help each other.
Yeah.
So the first thing is you have to get clear about how you can help this person. Because sometimes I think, like, especially with my boyfriend, he's into finance and all these things. And it's like, I don't know what the heck you're talking about. There's numbers, it's math. I don't know what's happening. So sometimes when he has ideas, I'm like, I don't know.
What do you want me to say?
So division of labor, we'll talk through ideas. And I feel like my job is to kind of ask the probing questions. Not necessarily like to bring up doubt or challenge, but more just to get them thinking about like maybe aspects they didn't, you know, touch on naturally. And then from there, I think about, okay, who's in my network that can answer this question if I can't?
Look at you.
I know.
Girlfriend of the year.
Okay, thank you so much. So I do that. And then from there, I see like, what are my strengths? So I'm in digital marketing. I'm good with writing and messaging. So from there, I will contribute what I can. And here's the big one. The same way you do at work and you have like deadlines and you're very clear on like what is the deliverable.
Yes, what is the deliverable? Come on.
Don't make like blanket promises.
Yeah, and then never.
Be specific about, I'm going to do this for you by this time.
Okay.
So that way it's clear, like, this is what my schedule can hold. He's clear on like how I'm contributing. And then like, just like you have your accountability meetings that you love so much, we do those now too.
Oh, wow. Look at your power couple. Okay. No, but I love that so much because, like you said, it applies to friendships too. And we do that. Like, I have friends I do that with as well. But the other thing too is that, you know, it's good to also ask what someone needs help with, because I think a lot of times our version of help of what or what we would lend as help might be different. And that's where some tension can arise.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just need you to listen or to voice out ideas with out loud so they could just kind of hear it back. Sometimes they aren't asking you to like follow up or do something.
Yeah.
So I think like also finding what help looks like for your partner or friend.
Communication.
Yes.
For real.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm going to apply it to more relationships because even, I don't know if you could go through this, but even my family, I cannot go home without having an assignment.
Oh, really?
Just because I'm in communication. So it's like, can you make my LinkedIn page? Can you write this?
Yeah.
You've been a publicist. Can you?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, let's
my
just
family
be
is
clear.
The same. Yes. Absolutely
let's be clear
the same.
Relationships moving forward.
That's real. I love that. Awesome.
All right. Yes.
Awesome.
So what about you?
Well, I struggled to categorize mine this week, but trying to tie it back to live and relationships. So I'm going to do a little bit of a rant, which really doesn't keep me up at night, but I want y'all to know it keeps some other people up at night, so I don't want y'all to do it. So this is my rant, and it is being overzealous, a.k.a. thirsty, both in professional and personal relationships.
Okay.
So this applies to dating and work. You might have a new love interest or maybe a new contact that you met at a networking event, maybe a new recruiter or hiring manager you're talking to. Nobody likes a desperate Debbie. Nobody likes someone who is, for instance, you know, they ask to schedule some time with you and you're available any day, all day. That's like a sign that you're a little too thirsty.
Okay.
Or, you know, you send the follow-up communication to four different people with all exclamation marks and you're so excited to work with them. You're so excited to be talking to them. That's all stuff that can actually like unintentionally hurt you because it makes you look a little too desperate. So just like dating, sometimes you got to play a little hard to get, like, you know, keep it interesting. In a Washington Post article, actually, Jeffrey Kudish talks about being in hyper sales mode when you're interviewing. So when you're so focused on like pitching yourself, what I can do, how great I am, all the great places I worked, that you're not actually pausing to listen to the hiring manager or interviewer or the person that you met at a networking event, whatever the case is, that's like another flag too. So, I mean, all that to say, you know, just keep an eye on like what vibe you're giving off.
You know, I think something that could speak to that is just being cognizant of other people's time or at least like where they would be coming from to the situation. So like you're really amped about doing this thing, but like, read body language. Like, are they super busy? Like, are, you know, do they have things going on?
Yeah.
So even when you're starting something, kind of pose a question to them to figure out like where they are in the process.
That's real, because as a hiring manager, you're probably filling one of dozens of roles that you had to fill on an ongoing basis. For you, yes, this is a life-changing, game-changing opportunity. Right. But for them, like, they're filling another role that's going to be part of the team, and it's part of business as usual. So I love that point too. But yeah, y'all, just, you know, leave them wanting more. Don't seem too desperate, and we'll all flourish in 2017.
All right, great debaters. So when we were thinking about what to talk about, Valentine's Day has passed. Yes. Love is in the air. Mm-hmm. And maybe if you were alone on Valentine's Day, you're looking at your options. You're weighing what to pursue. And we had a little group chat conversation.
We did.
Some of us support the office romance. Some of us do not.
Yes.
There were strong stances.
There were strong stances, y'all. We asked the question on the internet, would you date a coworker? And y'all showed up. It showed out. You guys had very strong and polarized opinions. Some of y'all were all the way for it. Some of y'all were all the way against. So, you know, we're taking all of that and we're going to duke it out.
Yeah, so Joy's going to be for.
I am for. She's
going to present some points for it.
I support it.
I will present some points against it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like between the two of us, you're just going to be armed with some insights to think about as you pursue.
Y'all be the judge, but...
We won't judge you.
All right, let us do this.
Okay.
I am in favor of office place dating. You know, I get it. A lot of y'all are at home. You're thinking, like, I would never date a coworker. I barely can stand to be around them on a day-to-day. That's fine. But we talk all the time about building a career, you know, not having a job, but building a career and a life you love. Mm-hmm. And increasingly, the lines are blurring. Okay. So why live in this antiquated mentality of not considering your coworkers as options? I'm not telling y'all to go out and date them. I'm just saying be open to it. So, argument number one in favor of office place dating. You are equally yoked with your coworkers. You don't have to do you don't got to go through all the drama of like vetting them on Tinder. Let me find out who my mutual friends are. You know what kind of money they're making in general. You know what kind of ambitions they have. You have coworkers that could give you the scoop and the lowdown on them. So you're generally, you know, in the same place. And that is a huge step that you get to skip, you know, for meeting a stranger out in the streets or whatever. So you're equally yoked.
Okay. Some words that I saw come out of your mouth are, you can skip the drama of da-da-da-da-da. Or all of your coworkers know each other. Two problems.
Do not come for me.
I see as two problems.
What are the problems?
Okay. So let's just say your options for dating at work. You can date your superior, your subordinate, or a colleague.
Okay.
Issues with all three. If you date a superior, then the talk is like, what are your achievements your own? If you get a pay raise, like, what is that credited to?
I mean, I guess.
And flip side, if it's with a colleague, then there's gossip around, like, oh, so where are they going? Oh, did you see them?
Is there no gossip on the regular in real life?
On the regular in real life, but see, my boyfriend is outside. These people don't know. They don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
They see him at the Christmas party.
Listen, there's gossip everywhere. We're grown.
Okay. But check these scenarios that I got.
Okay.
What first situation? I was involved in an office love triangle, and we all sat next to each other.
What? What is an office love triangle?
It's when three people are in a relationship, and you all in a row in the cubicle.
Well, that's just messy, period. If you messy at work, you messy outside of
my
work.
My boss, whom I was in love with, dated other women in front of me.
Okay, so your boss is trash and a philanderer.
Okay, so as we date people who are trash and philanderers through life, if they're at your job...
That ain't got nothing to do... Well, no, no. Listen, we're talking about two different things. We're talking about trash people and trash dating practices, which are not one and the same as dating within the office. The office is just the environment where you met.
Okay.
The characteristic qualities of the person are not tied.
I'm just saying, we all start dating someone. We don't know they're trash when we start dating them. So when you date a coworker and you find out they're trash, you're going to trash 9 to 5 every day.
All right, girl.
Sticking up your life.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's your...
My point.
What's your argument?
My argument against
dating.
HR issues. Now, the Society of Human Resource Management
now
research found that office romance policies have become more and more prevalent. Okay. So, 42% of employers have a written or verbal policy on workplace romance. Do you know what your job's policy is?
No, but you can find out.
You can look into it. So most of it ranges from 45% prohibit a significant rank difference, and 35% are about, like, if you have the same supervisor, you can't, you know, fraternize.
Okay.
So look into the situation, and also don't set yourself up for failure. So let's say, ladies, you see a cute little intern, and you just feel like... Okay, you know what? YOLO. I'm going to do that. Don't set yourself up for a harassment suit when you move on to bigger and better things later down the road. I'm just saying, protect yourself.
But you're actually arguing for me right now.
How
because,
am I arguing for you?
Because, exactly to your point, there are ways to do this in a way that is compliant and satisfies your company's HR requirements. I am by no means encouraging you to not read the HR policy. I'm saying read it and abide by it. There are rules that govern the way we operate as citizens. Mm-hmm. There are rules at work too. That's fine. That's not a problem. That does not mean you should not date people at work.
True.
Do not block your blessings. Your future baby daddy spouse partner in crime could be a coworker.
I'm just saying, every partner is a 50-50 split.
Mm-hmm.
They could be a Barack. They could be a Stevie J. You don't know.
Okay. All right. Picture this scenario.
Okay.
You come home. You've had a tiring day. Your boss has tried you in every which way possible. You get in the bed, you're talking to your husband, your wife, whatever, and you're trying to debrief on the day, but you got to stop every 2 seconds because they don't know who Jill is and who Susie reported into and who Barry works with. So you got to keep explaining. Now, if you're coworkers, you don't have to do that. Why? Because y'all work at the same company. You get it. Like, you don't have to explain all the dramatics of departments. You can kind of go through all the minutiae of your day and have someone who has an understanding of what you're going through. Mm-hmm. And thus, I would guess, just be overall more happy because you now have free therapy at home.
Rebuttal. But then there is no escape. There's no break. Like, you're at work together, you're at home together. Like, the sitcom just continues 24/7. You're always in the loop. And I have to say, like, work can be a refuge from your relationship. Like, you might not want to be together all the time.
That's right.
You're going to see this person during the day.
Okay.
At night.
Okay.
I mean, you don't even have any stories to tell because you already talked about it.
I mean, you know, that depends on the size of the company, but I'll let you have
that.
I'll let you have that.
Okay. Another point is, what impact will this relationship have on your work? Like, yes, it could be positive.
Mm-hmm.
you know, whatever, Bonnie and Clyde, what have you. But it can be a distraction. From, like, if you're trying to get your promotion, but you're up in here making googly eyes every time he walks by. Or you're up in here, instead of, you know, reaching out across departments networking, you're up at every lunch break. You have a date. Distraction.
Stop. You're out of control. You are out of control. That assumes that people don't have the basic common sense to know how to delineate time and take space apart. Or still network. Like, just because you have, whether your boo is in the office or out of the office, you could be as distracted. You'd be texting all day.
That's real.
You'd be on G-Chat all day with your boo. That's a distraction.
It is. This is the thing. Most relationships, you don't marry most people you date.
No, you don't.
So, most likely, this thing gonna end.
Okay.
And when it ends.
Okay.
And when it ends.
Okay.
Do you want to go to work and see this person?
Oh, gosh.
Are you going to have to find a new job?
That's real.
Because you don't want to see them? I have seen things. I have heard things.
I have heard some things as well. But I mean, have also heard some things outside of the office.
People showing up to desk upset with grievances.
Grievances.
Loud.
HR report.
Listen.
Let me not. No. I'm not helping you. You're upset. I'm not helping you.
So, presented our points. I'm not convinced. I'm still on my side.
Oh, okay.
And I get it. Y'all love bringing up Barack and Michelle. Y'all love trotting that out. But you know what? For every Barack and Michelle, you remember that
Stevie
astronaut
J.
lady who was in a diaper driving cross country?
No.
Y'all remember that?
No, ma'am.
This was a huge story.
What?
NASA love triangle.
Don't believe
she
it.
Was, Google it. She was in a diaper driving cross country to catch the man she used to date because he had a new woman.
Girl.
And all of this was inter-office romance.
Girl.
I'm just telling you, it can go either way.
Listen, I too have receipts. I did my research. I put the PSA out, the bat signal, and y'all hit me up. And I have several, not one, not two, not three, but several couples who met at the office and are now married or in very serious long-term committed relationships.
That's true, but how many of y'all didn't want to reveal that y'all had a relationship?
Nobody!
And it didn't work out.
No, stop.
How many of y'all didn't want to share that tea?
Listen, all I'm saying is don't block your blessing by being closed-minded.
True.
You know, your next future love of your life might just happen to work at your office.
Okay. And you know what? I'll allow it.
Okay.
But just don't be messy.
Don't be messy.
I think that's the rule.
I can agree.
Don't direct supervisors. Avoid it.
I can agree with that.
Like, if he's, like, sits next to you, come on.
Yeah.
Just be a little, you know.
I agree. Because everybody knows and people are talking about y'all, so.
Okay. I'm talking.
So we have presented our case, both for and against office place dating, but
we wanted to hear what you thought as well. There's no right, there's no wrong. We want to know all the options.
Yeah, so we took to the streets, and this is what y'all had to say.
So would you or have you ever dated a coworker?
Yes, I have, and it was great.
Yeah, I have. Before.
So you're down.
I mean, I would. It depends.
Okay.
It depends on how long they've worked there, if they've ever dated anybody else.
Okay.
I have not dated or would never date a coworker, especially because I'm married now. But at my old job, I had a coworker. These two coworkers got together, and the woman, she wanted to have a baby, and the man didn't. And she ended up getting pregnant, and when she told him, he literally threatened to kill her and had to be removed from the job and fired because obviously he was threatening to kill this person.
Yo consideraría salir o tener una relación con alguien que yo trabajo. Todo depende de la persona. Y si creo que vale la pena y creo que va a haber un futuro, porque creo que es buena idea si hay futuro. Si no hay futuro, se puede complicar las cosas.
If we work, like, together, like, on joint projects.
Yeah.
If they just work in the same office, then it's that's fine. But if we got to work together, like, on a day-to-day, probably not.
Okay.
Tú pasas 90% de tu tiempo en la oficina, vas a estar viendo a esa persona todos los días. Eso puede ser positivo cuando la quieres ver. Y si la relación no funciona, no va a ser positivo.
And she ended up having the baby, and it's a beautiful child. And she still has him, and she's very happy with her kid because she really wanted to be a mom. So I don't really know how that ends, if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's just some perspective that when you're dating people at work, it would impact you financially, because based on this person's reaction to finding out that he was going to be a father of a baby that he didn't want, he basically ended up getting fired from work because he threatened to kill this woman.
So, mi sugerencia es, si vas a considerar salir con alguien en la oficina, asegúrate que pienses que es una buena persona y que tiene futuro. Si no, yo no lo haría.
All right, that's enough love. Let's get into Ask Job Logs, where we address your career and life questions. Hit us up anytime at joblogs.com/askjoblogs. And now you can call us.
Leave a voicemail.
Hit me on my hip. 929-324-1090.
Awesome.
All righty. First question from Rachel. Hi, Job Logs. I work for a small nonprofit and I absolutely love my job. I love the work culture. I love the mission. I love the amount of freedom and autonomy I have working in such a small organization. And I love my coworkers. What I don't love is the pay.
That's real.
I'm considering making a move to a higher paying industry, but I'm worried that I'll A, be totally miserable in a big money making company, or B, that my specialized nonprofit skill set doesn't make me an attractive candidate for for-profit companies. Any advice on how to make the move?
This is an interesting conundrum, and one that I have firsthand experience with. Mm-hmm. I definitely left the nonprofit world for the for-profit money. Yeah. So,
all right, and I feel like you feel good about that decision.
I feel very good about that decision, girl. I love to make money. This is tough because you had so many loves in here.
Yeah, there's a ton of love.
That it's really, I will say money does not replace the love. Like, if there are things you feel so passionate about, don't just leave for money. Like, that should not be your single reason. But I will argue that there are ways to find that same kind of love, either in for-profit industries or the same kind of functional roles that you were doing in for-profit. Or I think what I did was I just supplemented my for-profit work with kind of nonprofit volunteerism activities that kind of give me the fulfillment. So I'm not lacking it. I'm just making more money, which is great.
Yeah. So I feel like loving where you work is really important. But at the same time, I don't think you should sacrifice your own advancement for any company. Like, unless this is just like your life's work.
Yeah.
Then I feel like you need to get up and get out and get something. So, but what I will say is that since you love where you work, you don't have to rush it. So maybe do meet with different people, informational interviews, which you love, and kind of really explore like where you want to be so that it's most aligned
with
what you love to do.
Yeah. I think with the informationals, like, really make them work for you. I mean, really get into the nitty-gritty of, like, what some of your for-profit friends are doing day-to-day. Are they happy? Do they like the culture? What are some issues they deal with? So you could really, like, investigative journalism, like, paint a picture of what these jobs are and if you think it's worth, you know, making that move or not. But I have to agree with Courtney. Like, if you are struggling to pay bills or cover your own just, you know, for the sake of the mission of where you're working, that's kind of a no-no. Like, you need to be able to take care of you.
Yeah, and I also wouldn't feel, like, intimidated. You mentioned, like, will my nonprofit skill set be appealing?
Yes.
Like, don't let that, you know, feel, like, less than because you're at a nonprofit. Like,
absolutely
your key is, like, during that interview, you showed them the crossover. Like, you showed them, like, oh, just like you do this here, I do this over here. You can sell yourself anywhere.
And I would say people, like, view nonprofit skill sets really highly. They're really highly regarded in for-profit, which I think a lot of people don't know, because you're working with a little bit and making a lot happen. Like, fundraising, grant writing, all that type of work is really, really desirable. So, good luck to you, girl.
Yes, good luck.
All right, we have a second question. This one's from Laura. She says, I am currently growing out my pixie haircut. I first have to find cute, work-appropriate hairstyles on a weekly basis since my hair is a different length every week. My question is, what should I do concerning my headshots and or media pictures? Should I keep my old pixie haircut, which now no one can recognize me from my old picture, or do I keep updating my pictures based on my current hair length? Any input is greatly appreciated.
Okay. Well, unless you're an actress, I think the photo is fine.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not, first of all, is that not illegal? They can't be evaluating you based off your photo.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what the profession is. I will also argue, my dear Laura, that people can indeed recognize you. I don't think hair is that defining. And definitely as Black women, we switch it up all the time.
Oh, my God. I was watching the show. Okay, sorry for it. Sorry, Laura. But I was watching the show, and the girl was like, I've had the same haircut since high school. Blew my mind to think about, like, keeping my... What?
Yes. Barely a couple weeks go by without a switcher.
Monthly,
yes.
Bi-weekly. But anyway, yeah.
Versatility is good. It's fine. You're growing it out. As long as it looks good, you look good. Regarding the headshots piece... Sure. I mean, if you feel strongly about it, keep the couple with your pixie haircut and then take a few more when it's at a longer length. If you know you're working towards growing it out and keeping it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't worry about people not being able to recognize you.
If anything, it's like a conversation starter. Like, oh, my hair is different. Wow. Point is, I don't think it's a big deal. You're okay. Well, this was fun.
This was fun. A little cute mid-month, keeping it lighthearted.
Yeah, we have some heavy hitters on the way.
Yes, coming up. Ready yourselves.
Yes.
But thank you guys so much for rocking with us. As you know, you can hit us up anytime on the interwebs at JawBlogs or at JawBlogs.com, where you can see tons of great articles, resources, and content.
And, of course, leave us a rating and review on iTunes. We love those 5 stars.
Yes. We love them. Thank you guys so much if you've left one already. Courtney, you could be followed all over the web.
Yes. At Cleave Out Loud.
Yes.
On all of the places. Not so much Snap anymore.
Yeah, no. What happened?
Not
I'm
so
on
much.
Snap, too.
And I'm still on a Twitter diet, so catch me on the Insta.
Love it. I am Hamus Parker with 2 R's all over as well. I love Instagram these days, but you can catch me wherever. And listen, before we leave, y'all.
Okay.
We gotta, you know, we want to give you something to do that's going to further your development this week.
Okay.
So instead of sending that, hey, big head text, you know, it's cold outside, Valentine's Day just passed, you lonely or whatever, reach out and reach back to one of your old colleagues, maybe an old boss. Send them a note this week. Let them know what you're up to. Maybe set up coffee or a call.
Yeah, just check. Or just a friend that you haven't talked to in a while. Just check in.
Yes.
Make sure people are doing okay.
Yes.
And that's what people don't tell you about, like, building relationships. Even when you don't need anything, just say hey.
To say hey. All right, guys. See you next time.
See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.